We'll get to an AMA at 1:40 as well. Any question, any topic to wrap things up. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. And as always, before we get into the big story of the day, feel free to send us more pictures of whatever it is that you're going to be drinking this weekend at TBM929, at RandyMac81. We will give you a shout-out on the radio.
I was looking because we the Dolphins are going to Seattle, and obviously Tua, he said he's traveling with the team.
Oh, so is he?
He's still engaged. They say he's a walkthrough and everything. He's going to be out for a month. And I think this early, and I'm pretty sure there are probably some other situations, how many big-name players are out? Mm-hmm. You know, for weeks at a time. And we were talking about this Rams in San Francisco. I did pick that game. Like, who's going to play? We know Brock Purdy's going to play. We know Matt Stafford's going to play. Have they said
Ayuk plays?
Ayuk's going to play. Is Kittle going to play? I don't know. He got a hammy.
I think
we know Debo's out.
Yeah, Debo's out. McCaffrey's out, okay. Obviously.
Who the hell's going to play for
Puka's
the Rams?
Out. Cup's out.
Who the hell's going to play for the Rams?
Right. That's
because Higbee's still out.
Which is too bad because they
Tyler
actually.
Johnson.
How?
Tyler Johnson. Okay.
DeMarcus Robinson.
Well, that's Fort Valley right there.
Yep.
Yeah, that's Fort Valley right there. Yeah.
Kyron Williams.
Can I interest you in some Tutu Atwell?
I love Tutu Atwell.
Tutu Atwell. I haven't heard that name in a while.
I've heard that name in a while. I just like the word Tutu because one of my favorite teammates in San Diego, his name was Tutu. So, yeah, love Tutu Ajarju from Fresno State.
Wow. Yeah. What a name.
I love Tutu.
What was Tutu short for? Had to be short for something.
I can't say all that. Ajarju. Yes, and we call him Tutu.
Okay.
I was Tutu. Damn, I can't hear
me. I feel like it's been a successful week for me because I got Nico Iamaliava. I got it.
Okay.
We're good. I'm not trying to brag. I'm representing.
Yeah, you got a bus.
We're sitting here saying hard names to say. I'm just saying we got Iamaliava now, we're good.
But no, you got a bus.
I can't wait for you to hear my father-in-law say that tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Because
we'll be watching the game. That Lama Leva. He can sling it.
He can.
That Lama Leva. He's got an arm on him. Yeah, you got Tyler Johnson, DeMarcus Robinson, Colby Parkinson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, they got some. Okay, but I still think San Fran wins. And it's in L.A. too. Mm-hmm. Well, it don't matter where the Rams play. It's always going to be home.
Well, it's just a shame because the Rams played pretty good week one.
They
actually
did.
And Stafford looked really good week one. But now everybody's banged up and, you know, this is going to be tough for them. The division, I don't know. Obviously, San Francisco's really good, but Seattle's probably going to be 3-0 by the end of the day on Sunday because they got the Dolphins.
And if Arizona get right, they'll be 2-1.
Yeah, you never know the way they're playing because the way Kyler played last week, and I don't know, it seems like a good idea to throw it to Marvin Harrison.
I would think so, wouldn't it? Like, I mean, he's your best offensive player. Outside the quarterback, he's your best offensive player.
Obviously, no Georgia tomorrow. Georgia Tech's got Louisville, which is a big one. Louisville's ranked in Louisville, favored by 10.5. That'd be a nice win. Obviously, a conference win for Georgia Tech if they can get that one. They'd be 2-1 in the ACC. You're sort of a free agent tomorrow, right? Your team doesn't play. You can kind of spend more time, more effort on other ones.
Yes.
What are the games you're most looking forward to watching on college football?
Oh, I know definitely the Tennessee-Oklahoma game probably is my number one, and just like a lot of other people. I want to see what Tech does. I want to see what Tech does going on the road up there in Louisville because Louisville's been playing pretty good. I think a lot of people think that Louisville's one of those teams that might sneak into the 12. A lot of people think that they could probably sneak in there. Dylan Raiola tonight playing against Illinois because I think this kid, as much as he is a weirdo, I think that he's a hell of a quarterback. He really, really is. He's a damn weirdo. I don't care. Whatever. You can tell me that, you don't pattern yourself after Patrick Mahomes. That's just a bald-faced damn lie.
Okay? Yes, you do.
That's just a bald-faced
damn
lie.
You got his haircut?
Yes.
His number.
He might be dating a woman named Brittany.
He might as well.
Yeah, he might as well.
I'm sure there's no shortage of blonde Britneys in Omaha, Nebraska.
Go find you a damn Brittany, man.
I'm sure he can find plenty of those.
And I have one more bunk.
Washington Northwestern, obviously. You'll be watching that game at my house.
The Battle of the Purple.
Tomorrow.
The Battle of the Purple. What time they play?
Let's see.
You don't time your school play tomorrow? The Battle of the Purple.
It's later. 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Will this be – we don't want to talk about anybody getting fired or nothing like that.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Abe does.
Yes. I'm not interested because I think it's going to be a good game. I just want to see how Florida plays, meaning do they play defeated? Do they play how their coach feels?
Yeah, because if you're quitting on the thing, then you have to make a change just for morale purposes. I feel the same way about Florida State, honestly.
Yeah, I mean – but they're not – but, I mean – You can get rid of Florida.
I know they're not going to fire him.
Mike Norvell's got new contract.
I know they can't afford.
They can't
$70 million.
Yeah, they can't afford to fire him.
Yeah, not from a are you going to fire him standpoint, but just from like a really are we already quitting on the season standpoint?
Yeah, and I think that's why that's why we were talking earlier. I was like, this is a tear down a goalpost for Mississippi State.
Yeah,
if they beat Florida, no matter what, it's Florida to them. And so, how does Florida show up emotionally for this football game for their head coach? Mm-hmm. I think that's going to say a lot.
I think that goes a long way because he's going to get fired,
yes,
right? But,
yes,
like, if he can, even in the midst of all of this, if he can get that locker room to rally, I don't know if it's around him or whatever they're rallying around, but if he can get that locker room to rally and actually play some pretty good football, because Billy Napier is going to get another head coaching job eventually. Like, that's a pretty good look. If he can go in there and actually get these guys to play, because it'd be real easy for them to just roll
it. It's quick.
Or guys could just be like, yeah, you know what? Red shirt, because it's still early enough in the year.
It is.
It's still early enough in the year to not have this count against your eligibility. I know everybody gets to play for 100 years anyway, but I don't know. That's definitely something.
This is the last year of COVID, ain't it?
It's got to be.
Got to be, right?
Got to be, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows? I guess if you have some medical red shirts or whatever, you might be able to still use it because it was only 2020. That was only – feels like 100 years
what
ago, but it was only 4 years ago.
I know we got to get to the big story. What team do you want – I want Abe and Bo to come here. And what team do you want to see play a quality opponent and see how good they really are?
Ohio State. Yeah.
Abe?
I can't wait to see if Ohio State's actually as good as everyone says.
I want Ole Miss.
Okay.
I'm going to see Ole Miss. That's what I was. I'm going to see Ole Miss.
Those are both great answers, so I'm just going to go off of those answers. I'm interested in just how good Miami might be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sure.
Those are great answers, those two.
Sure. Because you look at Ohio State's schedule.
What you got, Bo?
They don't play anybody till Oregon.
I'm kind of with you on Ole Miss, too. I'm not completely sold on those guys. So.
Yeah, it's not that I don't think that Ole Miss is not a good football team, because I do think they're a good football team, very talented.
Yeah.
I just want to see them play against people with the same amount of talent.
I agree with you.
And Tennessee, too. I know we'll get that this weekend.
Right.
I'm really interested in that.
Yeah, no, Tennessee has an opportunity tomorrow to kind of have their what Georgia did to Clemson kind of moment, what Texas did to Michigan kind of moment. Because there's only been a couple schools that have really played games like that. Even Alabama going up to Wisconsin – stomping them out. It's not. I mean, Wisconsin's not very good.
Right.
So Texas and Georgia are really the only top teams in the country right now that have wins like that. Ohio State hadn't played anybody yet. Ole Miss, like you said, Tennessee. Missouri, Boston College, kind of, but they kind of slogged through it.
Right.
They're kind of a weird one tomorrow.
Who's that?
Because Missouri's playing Vanderbilt.
Yes.
They're only favored by 20.
Well, okay. Because it seems like that's one of them games where Vanderbilt sneak up and get you. Just like they got Virginia Tech.
And Vanderbilt has that quarterback that's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're going to – because Georgia State beat them last weekend. Congratulations to Georgia State.
Hell yeah. Congratulations, right? Oh, man.
But yeah, I mean, you beat an SEC opponent, you beat an SEC opponent. But that quarterback that they have at Vanderbilt is pretty fun.
Yeah.
I don't know. That must be why the spread is what it is. Because preseason, those two teams playing
– it's like a
you
30 point.
Thought, yeah, you would have thought – yeah, they'd be favored by 30-something.
Boyka!
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Happy Hour Friday. Final couple segments for us. Final hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Shout out to DJ. He's drinking what I think can only be called the Randy McMichael.
What's that?
He's got a tall can of Bush Light.
My God.
And hold on. A bottle of Tito's.
My God. Hey, dog.
I mean, that's the Randy Mac.
Yeah,
right
that
there,
is all.
It?
That no, that is definitely the Randy Mac all day right there, man. I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you say
fire away?
Because I got on two different shoes.
I know.
I do.
I know you do.
I have on two different shoes.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I sent my wife the picture. I was like, damn, I got on mismatched shoes. And she said, mix match? I was like, damn, all these shoes I've said miss. Mismatched shoes. But you said so fast.
Now hang on a second.
It's mix match, right?
Mm-mm.
What is it?
Mismatch.
Okay, that's what I just said. She said mix match. I was like, hold on, that's not right. I've always said it so like, man, I got a mismatch.
No, I mean, mismatch is a word.
Is it mismatch or mix match?
It's mismatch.
So what did I say? Hold on one crit. No, I said, typo. I said mix. Oh, sorry. That's why.
Now, I've heard people say mixed match before.
Yes.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, I know what you mean.
Yeah. Okay.
So I wouldn't step in and be like, well, I'm well,
mixed match, like a male and a female also,
mixed
like
match.
In tennis.
That's
both
mixed
things.
That's mixed match.
Yeah. But mismatch is having two different shoes on.
Okay. Yeah.
So they're both things.
I mean, they both black.
Yeah, no, they look the same. I didn't notice. Yeah, I've been sitting next to you all day. I didn't notice.
I was like, no, well, you're not looking at my feet.
That's true.
Yeah, and I was like,
I can't see your feet.
And I'm just
they're
sitting
under
around
the desk.
There looking around like, damn, I got on two different shoes. They both black, though.
But they look very similar.
Yeah,
I mean, they're black. Like, what do you call those kind of shoes?
The Max.
That you wear?
Randy Max. The Randy Mack special, baby.
But, like, what's the style if someone wanted to if they were like, oh, I like those.
The water shoes.
Like water shoes. Yes, okay, right. Yes. Right. So they're
like, I can't.
They're
like,
two different like, black water shoes.
My feet have molded so bad that I can't wear regular shoes anymore.
Hmm.
Like, my feet hurt so bad. Like, they don't hurt. I ain't going to say all that. But I just, I'm just, like, content with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I got sneakers.
Now, you had that one time where you did say you were going to try to wear water shoes to somebody's wedding. And
I did.
Did you really?
It was a farm. It's a wedding at a farm. Okay, it's a wedding at a farm. All right,
that's fancy these days.
No, dude.
Farm weddings are in.
No. Donna's, because it was Donna's coworker, right? She got married, and so one of her coworkers, her boyfriend, right? He had on shorts. Okay, at the wedding,
so you're good.
So I was good.
If somebody wears shorts to a wedding, all bets are
And right. I love all. I forgot his damn name. I'm always bad with names. But he was so cool. And so I guess his wife texted Donna was like, Randy still jealous? I was like, hell yeah. Because at least I had to wear pants and a nice shirt.
Yeah.
But I was like, I ain't going to no barn in no damn good, in my good clothes. I'm sorry. It was a fun wedding, beautiful wedding.
Did it
wedding.
Have, like, white lights strung up around
yes.
the... Yes. Yeah, that's the...
It was the farm up... And very popular. I know people know what I'm talking about. It's a thing up in Athens, because that's where the wedding was. It's up in Athens. It's a farm, and they get married. A lot of people get married there. I'm putting my good clothes on for that. But if I go to a wedding, I got to put on my good clothes.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I got good... I got good clothes. I got good shoes. And that's exactly what I call it, because I'm country. Good clothes and good shoes.
There was a person... at my wedding that had a real tree camouflage shirt on.
A what?
Real, like, camouflage, like, hunting shirt. Tucked in. Just some jeans, some Wranglers.
What time was y'all wedding?
4:30, I think. Afternoon.
What time? In that tie time?
Excuse me?
In that tie time?
Well, is there a time of day where it's acceptable to wear a real tree camouflage shirt to a wedding?
No. But I'm just saying, ain't that tie time?
That was a button-up. It might have been like PFG or something like that. Yeah, but
that's what I'm saying.
I'll let you guess what side of the family that guy was.
Shout out to my guy Richard Strong right here. Richard Strong said, "Random and Andy, I've been sober for 7 months and still going strong." There you go, my brother.
Awesome.
There you go, brother.
Yeah, we're not trying to exclude anybody on
no,
Happy Hour
at
Friday.
All, man. At all, brother.
Whatever you're drinking, send us a picture.
Have you some water with one of the little pouches in it?
Yeah.
What's misos? Do they still make them?
I don't know.
Yeah, with the miso.
We do the, what's the electrolyte packs that we get that we drink? Abe knows what I'm talking about.
Liquid IV.
Liquid IV. Yeah. We drink a lot of those.
Do you just drink that to drink it?
You just got to refuel.
But I'm saying, you just drink it every day?
Most days.
Okay.
But I've been working out like every day.
What you getting ready? You got another marathon coming up?
No, just life, man.
Hey, dog. Hey, man. That's
just life, bro.
Hey, man. you never in your life broed me.
I never broed
you first
before.
Bro, that's the first bro I've ever got.
Get used to it, because I'm going to be a big broer in my 40s.
Dude.
You 40, ready for that?
40 broers?
You ready for 40-year-old bunk just to change?
40 broers are... corny and lame as hell.
You just sold.
And I'm calling you that right now.
No, just get ready for all the other weird
broers
stuff.
40-year-old broers are lame as hell. I saw, I know we're going to get to the keys, but I saw this funny list. I wanted to get to tell you about it. And it was this teacher. And these are words, and they were talking about teachers, and these are Gen Z words, slang words that she does not allow in her classroom.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sure. Pookie? So these are like kids these days.
Yeah. Pookie? Okay.
Pookie?
Yes.
What's that mean?
I don't know. The teacher, these are words that she's banned. These four words.
Okay.
Pookie? Bro.
Bro, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Womp womp.
What's that?
I don't know. An aura.
I know that one.
What is that?
It's like, I don't know, you have charisma kind of. No, that's Riz. Aura is like.
A-U-A-U-R-A.
Yeah, I know. But it's like you have good, like a good vibe about you or something like that.
Like, that's like a
aura.
Real advanced
how,
word, though.
How
like,
do
that's
you,
not.
Now,
how
aura
you,
is a real
how
word.
Yeah, that's like not
that
a slang.
And to get on your teacher there, that aura over here.
Maybe like that.
Okay.
Like that's a good example.
The bro thing, I freaking hate.
Me too.
I hate it.
Me too.
I hate it. And my kid.
I don't like bro. I don't like bruh.
I've gotten it out of my children for the most part.
Good.
But it's womp womp. What's that?
I mean, I know what I think it is.
I know what. I mean, that was the jam back in the day. Womp. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What's the womp? Womp, 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 womp. There he is. Womp, womp.
I don't know that,
womp,
but it sounds
womp.
Great.
It's got to be a womp, womp.
I don't know it, but it sounds good, and I like when you're performing it.
Okay.
But womp, womp to me sounds like it would be some yams. Like that's what
I agree. Yeah, it means cheeks.
Womp, 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 womp.
That's Kirby.
They can't say that?
Was that Kirby? Uh-oh. That sounded like Kirby Smart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know what womp, womp is, but I know somebody will tell us.
Okay, good. Ban all of them. Ban all that stuff.
Yeah.
Talk normal.
Yeah.
Okay? Don't be in my classroom talking like a weirdo.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, your kids are old enough to know slang and all that kind of stuff. Don't call me bro.
Oh, no.
I had a cousin call me bro. My cousin's son, who's also my cousin, called his mom bruh.
Yeah.
I was like, come on, bruh.
Whoa.
He's like, that's your mom.
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
Whoa.
That's what kids do these days.
I was looking around.
I wish you would call my wife.
I was looking around waiting for some physical violence to happen. Now, it wasn't my place to discipline the boy, but I was like, somebody better punch him.
I wish you would call my wife some bruh.
I guess he's going to do it again. I guess he's going to call you bruh. And I was like, does he call you bruh a lot? He's like, yeah, sometimes. Like, well, you should try to drown him in his sleep
or something.
Waterboard him. You got to teach him better than that.
That little punk.
All right, bro.
Yeah, whatever.
What's going to happen on Sunday night?
All right, well, I think the thing with it is, Andy, I think that, you know, they got to win on first down. They got to be a manageable because those keep drives alive. And the longer you can drive them, the longer you keep that dude off the field.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes with the sustained drives. Don't let their run game be effective.
Yeah.
You know, don't – I mean, Pacheco, he's out and everything, and they got some other dudes, but they're not as good as he is. Don't let their running backs, be effective in this game. And don't let 15 have the ball last. With a chance to win the game.
Yeah, I had that one too.
Yeah, don't let them have the ball last.
If you do. Be up by more than eight.
Yep. If they do, you're just going to have to deal with it because we've seen, and I'm not saying that would happen here, but we've seen the history of what happens when he gets the ball last.
Yeah, and that's right. That's not even about the Falcons.
Yeah.
That's about him doing it to everybody. Like, we all know what it's going to be like on Sunday night at 11:15 if the Falcons are up by six and Patrick Mahomes has the ball with 90 seconds left. Everybody's going to have the same thing go through their mind. Now, you could stop him. He doesn't score a touchdown every time.
Right.
Usually he does, and you know he's going to get some help from the refs and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I had that written down. Don't let him have the ball last with a chance to win it. Now, if you can have more than a two-score lead in the fourth quarter, that'd be great. I know that's asking a lot, but that would really help. Mine was beyond just don't let their run game be excellent without Pacheco. You need to dominate the matchup. I think Bijan played better than Saquon did on Monday night.
I do too.
Bijan's way better than these guys that they have at running back on Sunday night. So you need Bijan and the Falcons run game because Algier needs to be a part of it too. 9 carries for 53 yards on Monday night feels about right, doesn't it? Like, if you get Tyler Algier somewhere between 7 and 10 carries, that probably means the run game's going well.
Yes.
Don't you feel like that?
I agree.
Like, because he needs to touch the ball.
Yes, he does.
He had 3 carries in the first game, and I think that was a lot because of game situation. They probably wanted to get him the ball more, but everything went out the window because TJ Watt was ruining everything they wanted to do. If Tyler Algier can get around 10 carries, he's probably going to have around 50 yards. I need Bijan to touch the ball about 20 times.
Too. Yes.
Because he had 15 or 14 carries the other night. 15, I don't know, 15, 18, 20 is probably good. Depends if you're up, you're trying to run clock or whatever. But he's also going to get 4 or 5 catches as well.
Mm-hmm.
Get him there's no such thing as too much Bijan right now. Like, he's the engine of the offense. You get him going, everything else sort of follows that. And that happened on Monday night.
Let's get Kyle Pitts involved.
That'd be great.
Let's get Kyle Pitts involved.
That'd be great.
I think, you know,
because the win on Monday and the fact that he had a catch on that final drive kind of glossed over some of it.
Yes.
But
Kyle was in blocking more.
We're 2 games into another season where Kyle Pitts is not really involved in the pass game.
And I don't think has nothing to do with Kyle Pitts.
I don't.
They're not Dalvin's number.
I don't. Right.
I don't think he's an opportunity.
I don't. Right.
I don't. But I don't think he's an opportunity.
Again, like, at a certain point, I don't care that much. You know what I mean? Like, at a certain point, it's like, got to get him the ball, whether it's dial his number or get open or whatever it is. Like, I don't want us to be in October trying to figure out why Kyle Pitts isn't getting the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying.
Whether it's him or they're not throwing him the ball, they're not dialing him up, whatever it is, like, we got to have a game where it's like, there he is. There's Kyle Pitts. He had a touchdown week one. We still didn't get involved that much.
I agree.
He had a catch on that final drive on Monday night, but he still didn't get involved that much.
I agree.
They won the game, so we didn't talk about it. We're talking more about the good drive and Mahomes coming to town. But if they don't win against the Chiefs and Kyle Pitts has another game, what do you have? 3 catches for 20 yards, that's going to be a conversation again, as it has been every year.
So I'll say it like this. Kyle Pitts has to be the best tight end Sunday.
Great.
Yes.
That would be if Kyle Pitts is the best tight end Sunday, the Falcons most likely win.
He has to be the best tight end Sunday.
Yeah, and my final one, I've said this all week, is don't let this be the night where Mahomes and Kelce get it clicking, because they're gonna. Yes. I mean, the first 2 weeks they haven't done it yet. So that, you know, obviously that's a big ask for the safeties and the linebackers, depending on what the defense is on a given play. But those guys have to do a good job against Kelce, because you know what the relationship is between those two guys. Those two guys right there can kill you, just the two of them.
They're Siamese twins. I think that the Falcons win this game. I think they win it on a late Younghoe Koo field goal.
I'll take that. What, like 27?
I'll say
24.
Yeah, something like that. I think the Falcons.
24-23.
I think the Falcons get the ball last. Ooh. And I think Younghoe Koo goes down and kicks the game.
A little taste of his own medicine.
Yeah. That's what I think.
I like that. Sign
me up. I like the Falcons.
What is the line?
It's three. Three in it. In the three for the Kansas City,
yeah. Yeah. I kind of like that one. I didn't do it. I never bet on the Falcons. I never picked the Falcons on our picks against the spread. But yeah, I like that one. Go win it. Make Monday really fun. Two in a row. Two big wins. Take down Patrick Mahomes on national TV. Hey, this is going on at Salomon Brothers. Want to remind you, it's percentage week at Salomon Brothers. 1 week only, September 16th through 22nd. Save up to 60% off of everything in the showroom. Visit them online at SolomonBrothers.com. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. Any question, any topic? 404-726-0929. Load them up. Ask us anything. What, did I do it wrong? Oh, I just remembered and you guys couldn't believe it? All right. Phone lines are open. Ask us anything. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The AMA to wrap things up every single day. Thanks for being with us again on a happy hour Friday. Hopefully everybody's got a fun weekend ahead as well. AMA brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. We'll start with Mason in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Mason.
Three things real quick. First, Randy.
Yes.
When your boy was pranking you, telling your wife to shut up, I thought she was finna throw that refrigerator through the wall.
It's about to be a problem. It's about to be a problem.
second, for Randy as well, what's the qualifications to be an OG?
Oh, man, that's great question.
Good question.
And then third, for both of y'all, I got a 2-year-old daughter, so I know the time's coming in a couple years where we have a discussion, and she's right. Do I stick with the wife when she says she's wrong, even though I know she's right?
Right.
Or how's that supposed to work?
All right. Second thing, I don't know. I kind of know, like, the old school ways of when how the OG thing originated and everything. You know, because the first time I heard about it was from, you know, out there West Coast, gangs and all that stuff. So, stature and everything like that. So, that's how I view it. I think too many people are getting the OG card.
Yeah. It is also funny because that's where it comes from. And now it's just a common phrase used by everyone all the time.
That's what I think. I'm going to tell you like this. Don't ever take your child's side over mama, no matter what. Don't ever. All right. Even if you might have maybe if you agree with your child or not, you don't take a child's side over your wife. I'm just telling you because it's problems.
Yeah.
Okay. Because eventually that child going to leave. And hopefully that woman's still there.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, you don't ever.
There's probably like some different, like, I don't know, if it's your ex-wife maybe, but whatever.
No. Divorced, baby mama.
Different rules.
No.
No?
You don't ever go against the mama and the child.
Okay.
Unless it's something egregious.
Sure.
But mamas and daughters, and boy, you going to have you a time.
Oh, it's already
started. You are going to have you a time with them two women, them two ladies.
It's going to be crazy.
Yes. You are going to have a time with your lady.
She looks like me.
Yes.
She doesn't act like me.
Would you rather?
She acts like her.
Would you rather?
Which is great. My wife's wonderful.
Yeah,
she's very strong-willed.
But I'm just telling you like this. Who would you rather have mad at you, Ashley or that baby?
Yeah, obviously. Obviously.
Okay, I mean, then.
Be mad.
Yeah, you're four.
Be mad, you're four.
Yeah, you get over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, don't ever go against your wife unless it's something egregious with them kids.
Yeah, it's unified front.
You got to be a unified front.
Yeah. No, but you're right. They're going to argue.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to, oh, man.
Dad! Andy!
Oh, yeah. Because Jack, who knows? He's young. Who knows? But he seems like he's going to be a bit more like me, a bit more laid back, kind of stay out of it.
Right.
We're just going to be sitting there. We're going to be looking at each other like, here we go again.
They're at it again.
Here it is again. Yeah. All right, Zach's in Gwinnett. Hey, Zach.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Zach.
So, look, I really appreciate how confident y'all are in Tennessee this week, and that's great.
I knew your ass was going to call up here and say that.
Iamaliava.
No, y'all are the voice of reason, man. I'm out here like Bodie Miller. Not getting over my skis.
Well done.
At the end of the day, it's still a road game in the SEC at night. It's no joke. And they got that goofy little wagon that they do, you know. So I always thought that was kind of goofy. But what are your favorite, not necessarily the best, but your favorite college football entrances?
Oh, Virginia Tech is number one.
Yeah, Virginia Tech's really good.
I mean, Virginia Tech is awesome. I saw a clip the other day when Clemson came in for a night game and how they pull up to the stadium right in front of that damn hill.
I love when they run down the hill.
That is so dope.
That's very
cool. That is so dope right there. I mean, I love that one.
I watch it every time, but for the wrong reasons.
But
you want Dabo to fall?
Someone. Anyone. It's steep,
and
man.
And I can understand
that. You've been
there? It would be pretty funny. It's so steep.
I can understand that.
It'd be pretty funny if you
And I'm just going by, like, my personal experience. When that damn eagle flew into dang-gone Jordan Hare.
Sure.
I was like, woo! Because it's at night, too, when we played down at Auburn. That damn eagle flew in. Man, I ain't never felt chills like that.
Is it the intro, or is it just mid-game when they do Sandstorm at South Carolina?
They do it when they run out, and then they do it fourth quarter, I think.
That, I don't know. Something that about that. Crazy. It's very annoying, but I like that a lot, too.
Yeah.
I know that's one thing we don't – I'm trying to think. Like, there's not a ton of good entrance stuff like that for West Coast Pac-12 teams. They're really having
because they didn't play that. This wasn't – when we played there, this wasn't the thing.
Okay.
That damn rooster was.
What do they call him? Sir Spur?
Yeah. But it's so fun to listen.
What was his name going to be? You can say it.
No.
You can't? Pat McAfee said 100 times
he
on
did,
the video
He did, but
today.
You can't say it.
I don't remember what it was. Refresh my memory. Say it in my ear. All right, Mike's in Atlanta. Hey, Mike.
Hey, man, I got some little young cats that work for me at the job, and when they don't listen, I call them grasshoppers because you said every species got a pump. So, right. Yeah, that's why, man. I say you make all that damn noise, I stop feeding you. Hop away. I ain't got time for it, but anyhow, man. You got.
He was fired up to say that.
To say all that.
That's great.
Yeah, man. I'm 51. I can't take it, man. You got $45,000 to spend in one store for 45 minutes. What are you spending in that?
$45,000 to spend in one store.
$45,000 to spend in
one store, you got 45 minutes.
45 minutes, $45,000. Wow.
That's one purchase.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, what can you get 45 grand and 45? I think you can play 45 grand.
I get a 1974 Ford Bronco.
There it is.
One stop shop.
Yeah, there you go. Is that 40? That ain't 45,000.
You can get them for that.
Really?
Some of them are more.
For the Bronco? Yeah. The one that you want?
The
OJ Bronco?
I'm not going to. No, the OJ Bronco, way cheaper.
Okay.
That's like 96.
Which one are you talking about?
I'm talking to like first edition, late 60s, mid 70s.
If I had $45,000 to blow in one store.
Magic City.
That's what I'm saying. There's nothing that I want. So, yeah, I would go to the Shake. I would go to Shake and I would invite everybody. And I'm talking about the whole
office. You would go to like the boat store or something?
No. What the hell do I need from a boat? I don't have one.
Yeah, you could go to Bass Pro Shops and get a boat.
What the hell do I
just
want?
Go to Costco and see what's there. They
what
have
I
everything.
I would take all the shows and
at
the producers at the station and go. Take everybody to Magic City.
Who would be most uncomfortable with a stack of ones at Magic City?
Mike Conti.
That's true.
Yes. Mike Conti.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah. But I'll tell you somebody who will be underratedly acting a damn fool in Magic City, John Fricky. I bet Fricky would be in damn with some ones. If I gave Fricky a stack of ones, I bet he'd be going nuts on Magic. I bet Freaky in them Air Fricks would be acting a fool.
Oh, it's a visual that I needed on Happy Hour Friday. Steve isn't coming. Hey, Steve.
Hey, guys. Unfortunately, I have a serious question.
Oh, man.
Come on, Steve.
And Randy, I looked this up.
Okay.
So, as the 35th leading in terms of receptions, tight end in pro football history.
Really?
And I think I'm right.
Okay,
that's pretty good.
What do you think of Brock Bowers' start in the NFL, because I haven't heard y'all really mention it, and I think he's off to an incredible start.
Yeah. Thank you, Steve.
Steve, we talked about it this week. I love it.
Yeah, well, we were all over it.
We were all over it.
Monday, yeah. Because he was so vital in that.
Yeah.
And then we did read what Gronk had said about him, too.
I'm excited, man. Everybody knows how I feel about Brock Myers. I love the guy. I think as long as Brock is healthy, Brock's going to be Brock.
Yep.
Yeah. The biggest thing going to be going forward for Brock Bowers is Brock being healthy.
Yeah.
Because if Brock's healthy, I wouldn't be surprised if he stays healthy for 17 games a year, he's not a 1,000-yard receiver.
Wouldn't be surprised. Uh-uh. Wouldn't be surprised if he's a Pro Bowler. Yep. Wouldn't be surprised. I mean, who knows? Rookie of the year, possibly offensively.
Brock's a dude.
But that's the thing for tight ends is, and obviously you know this as well as anybody does, you talk about these great tight ends in history. They all get banged up over time. Mm-hmm. Think of what Gronk's numbers could have looked like if Gronk would have actually been able to play full seasons
in
his career.
If Gronk didn't have the knee and the elbow, and then Gronk's numbers would not be touched.
Yeah.
Because that's how good he was.
Yeah, but no, I mean, he's off to a great start. Yeah. Everyone's happy for him. James is in College Park. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, James.
Real quick, I got two questions. The first one, we know how the Braves tend to play good against good teams and bad against bad teams.
Yes.
So do you think they go for the sweep in Miami? And the second question is, I'm a first-time dad. I got a three-week-old, and I want to say, did you guys, when you had your babies, did your wife expect you to stay up from 12 a.m. to 6 a.m.? I mean, 12 to 6 and still go to work? Like, come on, man.
Hey,
thank y'all.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, James.
James, congratulations.
Yeah, congrats.
Congratulations. Expectations, because the thing with expectations is, like, my kids were not breastfeeding kids. Mm-hmm. And so since they were not that, I could do – they.
You can do the same thing.
You can do the same thing she can do. And so, I had no issue with that. I have no issue because, you know me, give me three good and I can get you to 24.
Yeah, all you need is 3 hours.
Yeah, you give me three good, I can get you to 24.
I definitely limped through a few shows when Lily was first born.
And it was obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. But the thing about it was, it's like when she was born, we weren't together.
Uh-uh. You know, we were home because
it was
COVID.
But you could tell.
Yeah.
You could hear it.
Yeah.
It's okay. Terrible. Yeah.
It'll get better. Like, they'll sleep. I know different kids are different, but
it sucks right now.
Yeah. You get into a rhythm at some point. What do you say? A couple weeks?
Yeah, it's 3 weeks old.
Yeah, usually around a month and a half. Yeah. They'll get into a rhythm.
You got it, though.
But then as soon as you get into a rhythm.
The mother comes and messes it up.
Not what I was going to say. As soon as they get into a good sleeping rhythm for a couple weeks, something will change, and then they'll wake up. And then they'll get back into another good rhythm, and then they'll wake up. We're in it right now with Jack where it's just like, cry.
Dude.
Crap.
Bash this up and talks to himself all night. I put him in bed.
I'll take that.
He gets mad if you walk out and don't say goodnight to him. Now he's in that stage. He'll cry on the open door. What's wrong? Bye. Oh, my bad.
Right. Bye-bye.
And then he'll just sit there and play. And you can tell when he plays all night because if I go get him, because usually I wake him up by 9:15. His ass still asleep.
Yep.
Yeah. Other than that,
But it'll get better. All right, let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So many achievements.
On Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Takeaways of the day. Every day to wrap up the show.
Mr. Bunker sold me out. Did he cut his hair? Jack's probably going to come with a mohawk. And Bo gave into the peer pressure.
Sure did. So did my dad. Randy referred to Robert Saleh as bald-headed and booty-faced.
Yes.
You got to go down to the 40-40 club to get Hennessy.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Abe?
I'm just looking forward to the orgy in Ann Arbor tomorrow.
Yeah.
When you said that, I didn't know the hell you were talking about either.